Before the break, I mentioned that we were going to have a chat to Kim Robinson, co-owner of the new tourism accommodation development at Lily Co, near Don Heads. And, well, she's been busy taking bookings, which is wonderful news, but she joins me now. Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. I appreciate your time, given that you're fairly busy, but that's good news. First of all, I've got to say congratulations on the development. It's a multi-million dollar development, and it looks spectacular.
It does look spectacular, and every day it even looks more spectacular.
So you had the official opening yesterday, but you you had a villa on site that you actually opened last year in July, which was in the middle of the pandemic. I mean, that was a pretty brave move at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, it was open and shut, like we were doing, still doing things, learning things. So Villa 256 has been online for bookings, and it's been 98% booked.
Okay, now you had the official opening yesterday. If people haven't seen it, they should go to the website, thecovetasmania.com. It is very spectacular. And you've got a range of accommodation. You've got glamping, which is basically a tent.
Traditional glamping, yes, traditional glamping.
And right up to luxury accommodation.
Right up to the luxury accommodation. And look, it's all quite luxury anyway. Even our traditional glamping, every room has, or every type of accommodation has king beds. We also have hardtop glamping. There's five of those, and each one's got their own private courtyard, their own private deck. Then we've got three chalets with ensuite bathrooms.
Well, so, it sounds beautiful, and I believe you've actually given every one of them a test run.
I have given everyone a test run, yes, I have.
So you actually spent a night glamping and spent a night in each unit just to see what they were like?
Yes. Just to see what they're like, yes, and we had a photo shoot weekend, and that went really, really well, and we learnt a lot. We realised that some things weren't quite right for our guests, like our girls in the en-suites in Cliffside 3 and 2. They didn't have a shelf nor anywhere to put the girls' makeup, so we fixed that. And, so thanks to Joe Knowles from Your Biz and Harvey Norman, we've fixed that little problem. And, look, it's just the feedback has been unbelievable, unbelievable.
Well, that was my next question. Obviously, you've been fairly busy since it was launched yesterday, and you're not just necessarily aiming at interstate visitors or overseas visitors. There's no reason why people from other parts of Tasmania can't spend a couple of nights there, and that's what the government, want them to do.
Absolutely, and we've had people from as close as the Don.
Really? Just over the hill?
Just over the hill. Turners Beach, Wynyard, Smithton. Yeah, the northwest coast, it's very, very popular. And, of course, it's a special Villa 256 if you've got a special occasion like your anniversary or somewhere, you know, beautiful to propose. We've had a proposal. A little micro wedding. We've had elopements. So it's quite intimate. And our spaces at the Cove are just beautiful. Our fire pit, our outdoor courtyard, it just is gorgeous. Our landscaping is magnificent.
Yeah, it looks brilliant.
And of course, then you've got lots of other different spaces like the butter shed, and it's steeped in family history, the whole site. And we've developed some walks as well, so special experiences.
Yeah, well, the property's been in your husband Bruce's family for over 150 years. For people who don't know where we're talking about, if you drive along Lily Coast straight heading towards Devonport, you can't miss it now because it's down on the left, just on the eastern side of the Penguin Rookery.
That's our house, and you can't see the cove from the highway. In fact, you can't see it unless you're in a boat. So it feels like that you're...
It's very secluded,
in the world. Very secluded. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And we've had wonderful weather. Our little penguins are behaving very well. We're just at the moment, as we speak, popping in four little houses down on the bank so they can, because they're quite intrusive, and we've penguin-proofed all of our buildings, including our tent deck, so that our penguins, we hope, will stay on the banks just below, and you'll be able to stand on the bank and watch them come in.
And you talk about million-dollar views. This is a multi-million-dollar view. It's been a big investment by your family to do this. It's a dream that you've had for a long time, and I guess halfway through the pandemic last year, you may have been forgiven for saying, look, it's too hard, forget about it.
Well, yeah, no, we've I think we've opened just at the right time. RFS project started on the 6th of July last year, which was the day Dad died. They started and they finished and we opened yesterday on his birthday. So a very short time frame, and they're just a wonderful company, just a wonderful company. And Simon from Landscape Concepts, we've used all locals where we can, and the creation of the rock walls, the gardens, the olive grove, the native woodland is just beautiful. And now we have grass that meets the ocean above Cheviot Beach, which is our little cove down below. It's just wonderful. It's better than I ever expected.
Well, that's nice to hear. And we talk often about, you know, people coming off the Spear of Tasmania and turning left and going to Launceston. This is the sort of thing that will keep them on the northwest coast. So this is what it's filling a gap, isn't it, really?
Definitely filling the gap. And yesterday it was described as the sapphire of the northwest coast. So that really...
That's big praise, yeah.
Big praise, yeah.
And I believe the Premier opened it yesterday, and he was fairly impressed too, apparently.
Well, he had a speech prepared, but he put that aside because he was just, he was just super impressed. Just thought it was wonderful. Brave of a steward at this time. But it's just, look, the bookings just keep coming, and now I'm learning the system, and we can. It's online, and you can book now, and there'll be more photos go up. And our tents, our build tents, co-build tents, the ranch, the Shades of Grey, and Boho Retreat, they will go online very, very soon.
Okay, and you mentioned a micro wedding, so you can still cater for small events like weddings and things like that. Yeah.
Yes, we had a dinner last night, a little exclusive dinner called. It was the Colours of Sunset dinner at the Cove. We had bold cuisine to cater for a beautiful meal, beautiful setting, beautiful sunset. Couldn't have asked for a better day. And yesterday we had dolphins go by.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't have it all any more perfectly.
No, it sounds like a little piece of paradise there, Kim.
It is a little piece of paradise.
Congratulations.
We've partnered with Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania, so Tracy's helping us with all of that and the different types of weddings you can have and the different types of things that you can book a whole site for.
Good to see accommodation tourism operators working hand-in-hand like that as well. Kim, congratulations on it. I wish you the very best of luck with it. And I'm sure there's other spots along the northwest coast that have the same sort of potential, but what you've got there is truly spectacular.
Well, yep, look, we love northwest Tassie, and we hope everybody else gets to experience this as well.
Good on you, Kim. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin.